Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Whether you're new to the online business game, or maybe you've been doing this a while and you've been selling your offers, if you're considering launching, using launches in your business to sell your offer, whether it's an online course or a membership or an online coaching program or what have you, or maybe you've been launching for a while, today I want to talk to you about choosing what kind of launch that you're going to use in your business. Again, whether you're just starting out or you've been launching for a little bit while and you're looking for something a little bit different. Here's a newsflash for you. There's no one right way to launch. And I say right in air quotes right there. There's no one way to launch. There's all kinds of different ways to launch. It's about you choosing what lights you up, what aligns with what you want to do and what you enjoy doing. And also, what type of launch do you think that your audience would most appreciate? And the real fun and the real magic, if you will, comes from combining those two things. What lights you up? What type of launch do you think would be a lot of fun to do? And also, how does that align with what your audience might most resonate with? So today I'm going to talk about choosing a launch. And again, giving you some different options for where you might be in your business, what type of offer that you might be selling. And also, I know, shocker, right? We're going to be talking about the mindset around launching a little bit here in this quick tip episode. So let's dive into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today for another quick tip episode here on the show. Hope you're doing well. So today I want to talk about what I call the optimized sales strategy, optimized launching. And you might be launching in your business. You might be brand new and you haven't even, sold any of your offers yet, whether it's an online course or a membership or an online coaching program, what have you. Maybe you're just getting started and you're looking to get some momentum and start selling that. Or maybe you've been doing this for a little while and you are selling your offers and you have been launching, but you're looking for something a little bit different. Well, you are going to start hearing a lot more, my friend, here on the podcast, me talk about this whole concept of becoming the optimized CEO in your business. And I'm going to break down that for you here in just a second, what that means. Specifically today, I'm going to be talking about optimized sales and specifically launches. And so when I say optimize, there's a definition. Like if you type in optimize into Google, the definition right there that it gives you at the top is one that I like a lot. And it is to make the best or most effective use of a situation, opportunity, or resource. And so that's what we're talking about here, optimizing your business, right? Looking at what's working and doubling down on that, doing more of that. I always talk about that here in the show. Also looking at what's not working and why is it not working, and starting to pull the different levers in your business, if you will, to try to improve what's not working. And there's a lot of different areas that you can optimize. Depending on what level you're at in your business, you're going to be optimizing different areas. So you might be optimizing your messaging or your positioning or your offer or your ads or your basic funnel, your lead magnet or what have you, if you're early in your business. Say you're in, you know, up to the first 5K a month in your business. Or if you're above that mark, you're likely going to be optimizing different things. Maybe, you know, your funnel, your more advanced funnel. Maybe you're optimizing your team. You're optimizing your time, all that type of stuff, right? Your productivity. So that's what we're going to be talking about here today, but from the perspective of launching, right? And as we know, as I record this in the middle of August 2020, life has changed for now. This is, you know, things are not the same as they used to be, obviously. But what's not changed is you have a problem that you solve for people. That was a weird pause there. I said, you have a problem. Pause. You have solved. No, what's not changed, my friend, is you have a problem that you solve for people, right? And it's about attracting the right audience so that you can help them. Again, not to state the obvious here, but the basics of business are pretty darn simple. You have a problem that you solve for people, and it's about attracting people so that you can solve that problem for them and get paid for it. Now, granted, that's oversimplified, but let's face it, those are the basics of what we're doing here. And so it's about identifying what the problem is that you can solve and how you can uniquely solve that for them. And then it's about attracting the right audience, the audience of people that you want to help so that you can help them. Right? That's certainly not different, even in today's world. There's a lot more problems that you can solve for people. And so, as I mentioned earlier, knowing that, becoming the optimized CEO of your business, I break this down into three key areas. The optimized mind, so optimized mindset, optimized sales, so this is the money part, sales, marketing, all that stuff, and then optimized time. So productivity, efficiency, all that sort of thing. And so today, again, I want to focus on the optimized sales part. I'm going to be talking a whole lot more on what it means to be an optimized CEO in your business. But today, from a launching perspective, optimized sales is all about a lot of different things, but really three key areas: positioning and messaging. Right? So this is where your thought leadership comes in. What separates you from everybody else out there? And how, again, how are you uniquely able to help people? So this is where your messaging comes in, your content, your positioning, what type of video content you're putting out, if you're, you know, writing articles or what have you. Then the second point is marketing. So this is about attracting the right audience. So again, sales and marketing are two different things. Marketing, in my book, is attracting the right audience. And that's why it's so important. I talk all about here on the show about understanding your exact target market. And this is that thing that people are like, oh, they roll their eyes. And you're like, yeah, Rick, I get it. You know, I totally understand it. But when you really, this happens all the time, and I'm talking to a student or something like that, and we start talking about their target market, and then we really dive into it, they're like, oh, I really, you know, there's so much I need to learn about them. Well, that's the cool thing. And that's a great opportunity for you. If you're not consistently always trying to learn as much as you can about your target audience, you should start doing that. Like, this journey does not end as far as learning as much as we possibly can about our target audience, right? Because when you fully understand them and you know them really well, right? You know their problems almost better than they do. That's when sales becomes a whole lot easier. I'm not saying selling is easy, but when you understand your target audience, your marketing and your sales becomes that much easier. Okay. And so with that said, as sort of the foundation here, I understand, and I'm raising my hand right now, this has been me too. We want overnight results, right? We want, it's like, let's just do it already. Let's just get some results going. And so I want to ask you right now, I want to challenge you to kind of slow down, take a deep breath, right? And remind you that you've got to be willing to play the long game here. As you're launching a program or an offer, again, whether it's for the first time or you've been doing this a while, you need to make sure that you're in this for the long game. This is not an overnight thing. What holds most people back from moving forward is waiting until it's perfect, right? I've talked about perfectionism here on the podcast a lot. And when it comes to launching, especially, people put that off because they're like, ugh, I don't know what I'm doing and I've never launched before. Or the last time I launched, it didn't go very well. And so there's a fear there of like, it has to be perfect before I do it. Well, I want to encourage you to take imperfect action because it's about B, quote unquote, work instead of A plus work. Because when we focus on the B work, like it's good enough, it's about getting your stuff out there, your stuff meaning your content and how you're able to help people. Because my friend, there are people out there who need your help right now. And if you are waiting until everything's perfect, they are suffering because you're holding back. So I want to encourage you to get your stuff out there and take the imperfect action. And when it comes to a launch, it's about picking a launch, a launch style, if you will, and just doing it, right? Learning what you need to do, obviously, but not waiting until things are perfect before doing it. And so as I mentioned at the very top of the show, there's no one right way to launch. There's a million different ways to launch. I'm going to talk about a few here today. But I will say that if you do not have a proven offer yet, meaning if you've not sold your online course yet or your online coaching or what have you, or your membership, don't create the whole thing. I talk to people all the time. They're like, yeah, I created this course. I've been spending, 6 months on it. And I'm like, cool. How are sales? Like, oh, I haven't sold anything. Well, why do we spend 6 months on it? I've done episodes on the podcast here about that. Validate your offer first. Sell the course first. Sell the coaching program first. Sell the membership first before you go and create it, right? And you can do that through any number of beta launches, essentially. So the important thing there to understand is you want to make sure that you've got the four P's of your offer down. Understanding what your promise is. So what's the transformation that people are going to have once they go through your course? What the premise of your offer is, meaning like the fastest way to scale to $5K a month, in my hypothetical, the fastest way to scale to $5,000 a month in your online business is through my Foundations 2.0 program. Dropping a little future pacing there. little foreshadowing, if you will. So that's your premise, right? And the process is just how you deliver it, videos, live coaching, whatever it is, and you got your price. And so once you have those four P's for your offer, and I'll do another episode here on the offer here coming up soon, but then it's just about outlining what your course is or your coaching is about or your membership or what have you. And that's what you take to market. You don't have to create everything because you are wasting your time if you are creating everything at first and then trying to sell it. Sell it first, validate it first, and then create. Okay. So if you don't have a proven offer, I will tell you that yes, there is a way to launch, and that is to validate it first, sell it first, and then do it. Now, how you sell it can be any number of ways. You can build an email list and then just do email marketing to them. You can do a webinar. You can do any number of things, right? You can do a challenge. And so speaking of a challenge, challenges work really well when you are leading to a specific result. If you're the type of business that is leading to a specific result with your offer and what you're teaching, a challenge can be really a great way to launch. Now, my point of this whole thing here is that, now you say a challenge launch, well, there's umpteen different ways that you can do a challenge launch, right? You can do a 5-day challenge launch and then you follow it up with a follow-up series of selling. You can do a challenge launch in a Facebook group. You can do a challenge launch on your Facebook page. There's all kinds of different ways to do it. And that's what I think people get caught up in is just like, oh, it has to be this one way. Well, the cool thing is that the more you do a specific type of launch, you learn what works for you and what doesn't, and then you create your own version of that type of launch. Now, if you do have a proven offer, meaning you've made sales, webinars work awesome. You know, webinars are what I do in my business. Now, you could do a video series. I say video series laughing because I would only recommend doing a video series, number one, if you've definitely sold before and also you're good on video and you can do some cool stuff with video, or at least you have a team that can do some cool stuff with video. I did a video series in like year two of my business, and I would rather stick, you know, a fork in my eye than do another video series. I vowed I would never do another video series again. I hated the process. I wrote all the scripts. I'm not a script writer at all. It was painful. I hated it. Now the launch did really well. So the process worked for selling, but I was miserable. And so again, as I mentioned before, what I decided to do was like, you know what? I love doing webinars. Video series worked for me, but I hated the process. Why don't I combine the two? And so 3 years ago, I created what I call the live stream launch formula. And so I did a video series style launch, but I did live webinars over 2.5 weeks, and it crushed. It was awesome. And so there's a perfect example. You can do a webinar. You can do a live stream launch formula. You can do a video series. You can do, and I don't recommend a video series for too many people, but they work. My point here is there's a lot of different ways you can do a launch. And the cool thing is that once you start doing them, then you learn what you liked and what you didn't. Just like I talked about creating the live stream launch formula. And I did that back in 2017. And I've done that since then a few times. Worked really, really well. I just taught it to a couple of my students in Accelerator earlier this year. And they had their biggest launches ever. So there's different ways to do this, right? If you've got a membership program, there's different types of ways to launch a membership program. You can do the same exact type of launches that I just talked about, where you just sell the membership, or it's how you position the offer. And so maybe you have a course, for example. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast a while, you know, I had Jason Brown recently on from the Brown Report, and he's got a membership. And we talked all about how he used to, for example, sell his membership, where he would make the offer to his program, to his online course, but then he said, or you can choose the membership. So it's what they call price anchoring, right? You can have this, you know, $1,000 course over here, or you can join my membership, which is $197 a month, and get all of this stuff. So it's positioning. So again, there's different ways to do it here, right? But going back to what I was talking about before, if you're waiting till everything is perfect, then you are doing not only your business a disservice, but the people that you want to help a huge disservice. It's about getting your work out there, getting your quote unquote B level work out there instead of waiting until it's A plus work, taking the imperfect action. It's about, you know, the whole throwing spaghetti at the wall sort of thing, seeing what sticks, what doesn't. You iterate and test again. I've done a whole episode on that as well here on the show. It's about the fastest way to success is the quickest way you can be testing, or testing more quickly, I should say. The quicker that you can test, learn what worked, learn what didn't work, iterate, keep moving forward, you're going to be that much more successful. Okay. And then finally, when it comes to after your launch, it's really key to take some time to look back on the launch and do a download of what worked, what didn't work, so you can optimize it next time. So you can make changes and make it more efficient for you the next time you launched. Oh, this worked really well. I'm going to do more of this next time. Ooh, my show up rate, you know, to my webinar was not very good this time. I'm going to look at 3 different ways I can improve that show up rate next time. But it's about the journey, right? It's about constantly be willing to refining your content, refining your messaging, refining your positioning and your launching along the way. Because when you remember that this whole building an online business thing is a journey, that is where, and it's a long game, that's where you're going to win. And if a launch doesn't go well, you're not the success or lack of success of that launch. I used to, early in my business, if a launch didn't do well, I was like, man, I'm a failure. I don't know what I'm talking about. I suck, you know? And it's, no, they're just numbers, right? I've talked about that here on the show too. It's just data. The data means nothing about you. The data is what you make of it is the meaning that you give it. Otherwise, it's just data. You get to learn what launch you choose, what worked, what didn't work, and then move on forward from there. But again, it's your willingness to put yourself out there, to get launching, to take action, to keep learning and improving what worked for you, what didn't work, and then refine and keep optimizing, keep moving forward. Okay. That, my friend, is what's going to create your impact and your success in your business, both from a revenue standpoint and from the amount of people that you're able to help. Cool. All right, my friend, hope this was helpful for you. A lot more, again, coming on becoming the optimized CEO of your business, coming up here on the show going forward, period. That's what this is all about, my friends. Thank you again for listening. I super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.